MKFM playing all the hits. I am delighted. Oh, it's a good day today. It's a good day to be alive when you got Pauline Purcell in the studio with you. Hello, dear.
Hi, Neil. How are you doing? I'm good, thanks. Are you?
I'm good, thanks, yeah. I really enjoyed bumping into you at the meet of MK last week, and you did a lovely little talk about how great MKFM is and how much you love us, and it made my heart flutter.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's been great working with you guys. Oh. You know, you're really good to work with, and you know, always make me feel really welcome, and new ideas about how to do things. So, no, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
You love your hugging reception, don't you, when you arrive?
I love a hug.
I know a way to warm it. I know, girls. Right, okay, so let's get serious then, because, you know, there is a very serious side to our conversations with Pauline Purcell, Purcell Solicitors, and we've got a few emails that we want to address that we've had to studio@mkfm.com. Should we start with Gary in Wolverton? He says, I'm splitting up from my wife. She says she wants half my pension. Can she make a claim?
Yes, she can make a claim. Because you're married, if you separate, all your assets are available to be redistributed between the two of you. But how much she gets very much depends upon how long you've been married, what your respective needs are. Has the pension been built up while you're together? Lots of people bring pensions into a relationship, you know, particularly people today getting married a bit older. Mm. Or, you know, you may have had a pension from a previous relationship that you've brought in to the marriage. So you may want to keep that pension, but share what you've built up whilst you've been together. So, yes, I mean, certainly when you separate, pensions are a really important issue for you both to think about. And find out what your pensions are worth, how long you've had them for, and then take some expert advice about what to do with them. But certainly you can share them.
Okay. This one's from Lucy in Stony Stratford. She says, my ex and I were divorced 3 years ago. We sold the house and split the proceeds. Can I now make a claim against his pension?
Potentially. Just because you're already divorced doesn't mean you haven't got claims in the future. As long as you haven't remarried, so even if you've been separated and divorced a long time, your claims remain alive. So,
wow.
Yep, I mean, there's been some cases recently. In fact, a case went to the Supreme Court about 2 or 3 years ago. A couple that separated and divorced in the 1980s, would you believe it? So going back that long, at that stage, they didn't have any money.
Yeah.
They were travellers, but there was a child. He went off. They separated and divorced. He went off and developed a business, became a multimillionaire. She was a single parent bringing up the children. And 20, 30 years later, she comes back saying, I want a share of your assets.
Wow.
And it's gone all the way to the Supreme Court. And he tried to stop her. He raised a defence saying, well, it's been too long.
Mm.
You know, you can't bring a claim against me this long in the future when at the time we were together, we had nothing.
Right.
But the Supreme Court have given her leave to make her application.
Wow.
So the sort of the moral in the story is sort everything out at the time you get divorced because, you know, unfortunately, lots of people don't. You know, quite rightly, some people think they can sort things out themselves. They do it informally. But if you don't address all the potential claims that someone has against you and get documents drawn up to be made into a court order, then it could come back to bite you. So your caller here, you know, yes, as long as she hasn't remarried, she could bring a claim against him in respect of her getting a share of his pension. She needs to come and see me and get some legal advice.
So that would almost fall into that, you know, because obviously during the early 2000s, there was a big drive, wasn't there, on these, you know, you used to be able to go into a shop and buy a divorce pack, take it home, fill all the paperwork out, use the internet as a guide. And so those people that have done that, maybe they've been divorced now for maybe 10 years or so after doing those packs, they should still probably come and see you just in case they come into some money fairly soon. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, it's tidying up all the loose ends. I mean, with lots of people, you can do it yourselves. You know, I'm not saying that you always have to get independent legal advice.
Mm.
But certainly if you have assets, some people don't. Some people are married, they split up, they get divorced. They don't really have any assets to split up. So it's not really necessary for them to take it any further unless they're concerned to protect what they may have in the future.
Right.
Such as, you know, the couple that we were talking about earlier.
Of course.
But if you don't have a court order at the time you separate and divorce, dismissing the other person's claims against you, it always remains open and alive to an application at any stage in the future, as long as you don't remarry.
That's dangerous, absolutely.
So obviously that covers lottery wins or in, you know, inheritances is the big issue, I think, for lots of people. You know, if you receive an inheritance long after your divorce, potentially your ex could make a claim against it.
Wow.
I'm not saying they're going to get a lot or...
Sure.
But it's just the hassle and the aggravation. And if they, you know, if you do the paperwork properly and address the issues at the time you divorce, you're going to be able to turn your back on it and sleep at night and just get on with the rest of your life.
And also, if you're going through an inheritance situation, you're not going to want the added stress dealing with that at the time anyway, are
Absolutely.
You? Absolutely. Better to do it now where you can. All right, well, listen, we're going to take a quick break for a song. When we come back, we're going to talk... this is another pension story. This is from somebody who wants to make a claim against their wife's pension. MKFM playing all the hits. It's Neil with you, joined by Pauline Purcell from Purcell's Solicitors. And today we've been talking quite a bit about pensions. Here's another one. This is from Mr. Bezic. He says he wants to make a claim against his wife's pension. She's been a police officer for over 20 years whilst they've been married. He has no pension. He's aged 58 and he's worried about his future. Should he be or is he okay?
Well... He should be worried because if you're getting divorced, it's a, you know, it's a worrying time financially. And certainly at his age, at 58, you've got half an eye on retiring and what you're going to do for income when you retire. The situation here is his wife's a police officer. Now, police pensions and lots of the civil service pensions, teachers, fire officers, policemen, civil servants... They tend to have quite valuable pensions.
Right.
Because they're civil service pensions. They're what's called final salary schemes. So the longer you're in the scheme, the greater the value of your pension. Mm. And actually, a lot of these civil service pensions, when you find out their value, so when you get divorced, you ask your pension scheme, what's the value of my pension? Police pensions in particular are particularly undervalued.
Mm.
So they're actually worth more than the value that you're given. This all sounds quite complicated, but for people who are looking at, well, what's the value of my pension as opposed to the valuation of my partner's pension, you're not comparing like with like.
Right.
So certainly if you're in a situation, as your caller is, that there's a civil service pension involved, you definitely need to be getting some sort of professional advice. I'd very much recommend independent financial advice from an IFA, and certainly some legal advice as to the level of pension share that they should be achieving. But all it sounds as though all the pension was built up whilst they were together. It looks as though it's quite a valuable asset, and therefore, you know, it shouldn't really be overlooked as to what the real value of that pension scheme is when they come to split up.
Always worth getting the advice for some peace of mind, isn't it, on
yeah,
that one?
Yeah, definitely.
And one from Shirley. She says, my partner and I have been together for over 30 years. Our children are grown up and left home, and we've grown apart. He says he wants us to split up. I've got no pension, and he's worked for a company for all the time that they've been together. I know he has a final salary pension scheme, she says, and I want to make a claim against this.
Ooh. Oh, so like your last caller, there's quite a valuable pension here. It's a final salary. She already knows it's a final salary scheme.
Yeah.
But they're not married. So the difference in this caller as opposed to the last caller is when you're married, we've talked about this before, you have financial claims against each other that can only be ended by the court after you get divorced. But of course, if you're not married, you have no claims against the other's assets.
Right.
So there's this myth of common law husband and wife that is just a myth.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you're together a month or 50 years.
Right.
If you're not married, you have no claim against the assets and certainly the pension in your partner's name. So I'm afraid it's bad news for your caller.
Oh dear. So yeah, it goes to show, like, we all complain on the day, don't we, about the big expensive wedding, but it's kind of almost like an investment when it comes to something like this, isn't it?
Certainly for your caller, yeah. I mean, it's going to have a very significant financial impact on her. Could be quite difficult.
Okay.
For her.
Sorry about that, Shirley. Hopefully you'll be able to, take that information in, digest it and move forward with your life. But thank you so much for texting us in. 81400 MKFM and just start your text with Purcell and we'll get to your texts next time Pauline's in, which will be in a few weeks' time, I believe.
Yes, it is.
We enjoy having you in and we always love catching up on the legal aspects of divorce. And we did pensions today, but what are we going to do next time? You got any ideas of where we might go next time?
Well, interestingly, at the end of the month, at the last week in November, it's Cohabitation Awareness Week.
Ah.
So that sort of follows on from your last caller.
Right.
So Resolution is a governing body of family lawyers, and they're promoting a change in the law for people who cohabit, who have no rights. Mm. So we're very much on board in trying to promote this. So as a result of that, what my firm is doing is anyone who comes to see us regarding a cohabitee problem the last week in November, we're going to donate the proceeds of their appointment to the local contact centre in Milton Keynes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, we do this every year. There tends to be a week each year where we encourage people to come and see us. They still have to pay us, unfortunately, but we donate those proceeds to the local contact centre. So it's a charity. They're desperate for money. So like every other charity, but they service Milton Keynes really well in helping parents and children continue with their relationships together. So so I'll be here talking about that next time.
Fantastic. We look forward to it. Pauline Purcell, Purcell Solicitors, thank you so much for coming into MKFM again.
Great. Thanks, Neil. Cheers.